Let's start with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is...
It's early in the morning.
It's a little early in the morning.
Okay, so what's the good news?
Today is Thursday.
What's so good about that?
What's so good about it?
The week
is almost over.
Almost over.
How long do you think a week is?
A week is a very long time.
Oh, I've had a really long week.
It's almost over.
It's almost over.
So let's get back to work.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats went down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal, with Biden in the bind being way behind with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot, he said, 47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempted another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bets, you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control.
The socialists are taking control. And what are you willing to do to save this country? I mean, seriously. Are you willing to come out tonight, 6 o'clock, to the state capitol here in Nevada and stand up for your rights? Being masked again? It's not going to stop at just masks. It's going to stop when they have control of everybody. That's the only time it's going to stop. So are you in for this? Are you up for this?
Easy, as President Trump says, but who wants nothing? It's tempting to get burnt out in this fight, to tire from it and even want to retire from it. But remember when President Trump said there'd come a day when we'd come to him and say we'd be winning so much, we'd be tired of winning? The fact is, you can't win without a fight. And people do grow tired of fighting, but not us. For we, as the Apostle Paul wrote, do not fight as one who beats the air. We run in such a way to get the prize. And the prize is saving America. And that is a prize we don't just want to win. We have to win. And that is the real story.
That is the real story. As Mark Levin put it the other night, we're not on the precipice of becoming Marxists. We're in the abyss. We are crawling our way out of the complete and total chaos and control of Marxism. At not only the hands of Biden, at the hands of Democrats who have been festering and fostering this idea for decades. This isn't a new thing. But so many of us have turned a blind eye for so long that, well, it's gotten out of control. I mean, how is it that elected representatives of we the people can't even represent them?
Every day in America, people are locked in prison. It's not every day that people are locked out of a prison, which is what happened to multiple members of Congress today. We have two principal responsibilities, to appropriate funds and to conduct oversight. How does the Biden administration expect us to participate in the representative republic when they deprive us of access to information that would inform our oversight work and our appropriations decisions? The questions we've asked have gone unanswered for months, and they fall into two principal categories. First, are their defendants, as a consequence of their conduct on January 6th, being deprived of access to potentially exculpatory evidence? We have seen that the FBI has a history of animating criminal conduct. That is precisely what happened in Michigan, and it may be what happened on January 6th as well. To answer that question, we need access to the 14,000 hours of videos that Congressman Gosar has continuously called for. To answer that question, to get that evidence, we sought a meeting with the Attorney General.
They were denied. Remember, they were also locked out of the Department of Justice, the Department of Corrections. Two high-ranking agencies that might be able to prove the farce of January 6th. Going after these people that were encouraged to go in to the U.S. Capitol. People dressed as Trump supporters that were known Antifa and Black Lives Matter members. So proud of their actions, and yet we don't get access to any of this. Why is that? Why is Nancy Pelosi picking never Trumpers to sit on a panel review and go over all of this? Because they don't want the truth to come out. If you don't know what Matt Gaetz was saying about Michigan, FBI involved in the kidnapping attempt. Remember how they blamed that on Trump supporters? It's not going to stop here. Everything, anything and everything will be blamed on those who support President Donald J. Trump. Because they want to make those Americans look like villains. They want to justify the left having riots. Another reason why they want the masks back. They have to be able to hide the identity of these people because there will be more false flags coming. People might be hurt. People might be killed. That's what they are willing to do in false flags. This administration literally will sacrifice you to get the control that they want. They'll sacrifice you with a vaccination. They'll sacrifice you with a false flag event with Antifa or BLM. They will sacrifice you to get total control of this country because they will once again bring it to you in the guise, under the guise of safety. How many of our freedoms have we already lost because people believed and trusted that the government was going to protect them? How many of our rights have we lost? More and more people are waking up every day, and that is exactly what they are afraid of. That's why the borders are open, because they need a fresh round of supporters. Because they know the American people are not believing the message that they are sending.
So that she had observed a family who was not being observant of proper health guidelines. She stated that the family was coughing and sneezing without covering their mouths and they were not wearing masks. The officer was told by Whataburger management that they wanted the people to leave the establishment due to their disregard for people's health. The officer then approached the family, Brandon. They approached the family and they were told by them that they had been apprehended by Border Patrol just days prior and they were released because they were sick with COVID-19, Brandon.
What the hell?
And this is just another example of the failed policies of this administration. What they didn't do is they didn't take into account what was going to happen down the road. They repealed Trump-era policies to implement their own, and this is having a devastating effect on our community.
You know, it's more than just that. it's more than just releasing people or letting them come across the border. Because, I mean, this is just, this is priceless. This is from the La Jolla Police Department, okay? It was learned that the family was housed at the Texas Inn Hotel on this address by a charity group. Officers made contact with hotel management, who explained that Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley had booked all the rooms in the hotel to house undocumented immigrants that were detained by Border Patrol. Officers also observed that a group of 20 to 30 people staying at the hotel were out and about, the majority of them without face masks, coughing, sneezing. It was also learned that people being detained by Border Patrol that showed symptoms of illness or were positive for COVID-19 were being quarantined by the agency, and then later they were given custody to Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley. And what did they do? They put them in hotels in the McAllen area as well as La Jolla. You realize there is no true pandemic. This is all a guise to take control. The only way that we take back control is peaceful, civil. Well, let's just have a peaceful rally tonight, 6 o'clock, in front of the state capitol. Share it with your friends, share it with your family. Heck, share it with those you don't like. Maybe they will start to understand that even those on the left who fought for Biden, all of their freedoms and liberties are being taken away as well. No Mask Freedom Rally tonight, 6 o'clock in front of the state capitol in Carson City.
This is not headline news. ZZ Top's Dusty Hill died, which means the world's most famous beard is now Hugh Jackman's wife. Adam Driver plays a half-man, half-horse in a new Burberry ad. Isn't that just like him, always trying to be the centaur of attention? Reports of people showing up for their COVID-19 vaccinations in disguise so their friends won't find out. They will find out eventually when you're the only one in your group not on a ventilator. A new study shows that drinking too much coffee can shrink the brain. Probably why Starbucks has so many repeat customers who are brain shrunk enough to pay $5 for a cup of coffee. And today is National Chili Dog Day. Maybe this is finally the year John Mellencamp learns how to eat one correctly. This is not headline news.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today. Hopefully, I will see you tonight in front of the state capitol at 6 o'clock as we rally to let Governor Sisolak know we are not happy about another full-on mask mandate. Masks for everybody. Masks for kids. Masks for adults. Even those who were vaccinated. But I thought you were supposed to be safe from all this. I thought that was the point. Yeah. No, you were lied to. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Will you comply with Governor Sisolak's latest round of mask mandates? Noncompliance. Civil, peaceful, noncompliance. If a company says you have to wear a mask, don't shop there. Stand your ground. Don't shop there. Go someplace else. Yesterday's poll question, should Nevada grant benefits to illegals? 95% of those participating in the poll said no. I was told not to do this. I had a very interesting conversation last night, a two-hour conversation with a former city councilman. Did you hear the name of the organization in Texas that is taking care of the illegals, housing them, making sure that they have rooms and food and money and even the ones who are sick? Question is, are they getting them health care? Catholic Charities of Rio Grande. He said, don't take on Catholic Charities. That's not local. That's a national organization. So whether it be dealing with illegals, whether it be dealing with the homeless, it's all the same thing. And you know what that thing is? Big business. Big federal dollars. Big federal dollars. We will never be rid of the immigration problem, the illegal, because we don't have an immigration problem. There are thousands of people that become U.S. citizens legally every single day. And we are honored and proud of them and so glad to have them here from countries all around the world because they make us who we are, a melting pot. But for illegals coming into this country who are flooding the borders every single day, it just goes up and up and up. The numbers are incredible when it comes to what's happening at the border.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for being here. I want to just review the record, your record in office, and the record of this administration to date. Since February, the first full month, of course, of the Biden administration, there have been 822,629 illegal crossing attempts encountered by CBP at the southwest border. Every single month of your tenure, we've seen over 100,000 illegal crossing attempts. Every single month in your tenure, illegal crossing attempts have increased. We've hit a 20-year record for illegal entries. We hit that last month. We've had a surge of young children across the border, placing these children in incredible danger and in the line of harm. On a single day in March, we had 6,000 children sitting in CBP custody, and including HHS facilities, we now have 15,000 migrant children currently in federal custody. In April, the number of deportations carried out by ICE fell to the lowest monthly level on record. Interior arrests by ICE have declined to about 2,500 arrests per month. That's down from 10,000 arrests per month under the previous administration. Mm-hmm. And the Washington Post and other news outlets have reported that with Border Patrol totally overwhelmed now by the surge of migrants.
Wow. Wouldn't you think they would be totally overwhelmed? That's the plan. Overwhelm the system. The charities come in. Take care of everybody. Get federal dollars to do it. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Get your taxpayer dollars to take care of everything. These people are coming in with COVID. They're coming in with smallpox. Who knows? People from Haiti coming through that door also. Maybe even bringing in monkeypox. It only stops when you stand up. So please stand up with us tonight at 6 o'clock in front of the state capitol in Carson City. It's the Monica Jay Show.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Nice little quote here from H.L. Mencken. The urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. Today's poll question, speaking of ruling at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, will you comply with Governor Sisolak's latest round of mask mandates? Going to be some businesses out there that are going to be suffering once again because patriots will not and should not put up with this. And not just patriots. Nobody should be putting up with this. Yesterday's poll question, should Nevada grant benefits to illegals? 95% of those participating in the poll said no. All brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them very much for that. So let's get on to, just a little reminder here of what we are seeing going on around us on a day-to-day basis out of basically his own mouth.
Let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
What? Lower that with vaccines and healthcare? I thought healthcare was supposed to help people live longer, richer lives. Healthcare was supposed to help the infertile have babies with all these great scientists. Vaccines were supposed to keep people from getting sick. Again, listen very carefully.
Let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
This is depopulation control. This is people committing suicide because they can't go on. And unfortunately, a number of young girls, an even larger number of our veterans. This is depopulation control with vaccinations that are actually sterilizing your children, boys and girls. I'm talking about the HPV vaccine. Why do boys need the HPV vaccine? You need to start asking yourself the critical questions because these vaccines are not to protect you. They are to harm you. And I love it because I absolutely cannot stand him, don't like him as an actor, and don't like him as a, pro-vaxxer. But it's pretty dang funny that that actor, Rapoport? Yeah. He was out there screaming profanities at people to get the vaccination. And now he's turned on those who were screaming for people to get the vaccination, telling them to make up their minds. Yeah. There's going to be a lot more screaming. Stand your ground. People are being tracked. They're being forced into systems that they don't want to be in. Like ID me. Dieter's using that now. And it's miserable for people. Why do they need to be tracking your biometrics? Oh, biometrics. That reminds me. That's pretty darn funny. Have you seen that commercial yet? For what is it? Oh, no. Brain freeze. Aura. Have you seen the ad for Aura yet? That cute little ring that you wear? And it tells you all about you? Yeah, you realize that's not private information, right? Alexa, Siri, all of that garbage is not private information anymore. And the excuses that I get that people buy into it, well, it's more convenient. Or, oh, I got it for the kids. Oh, I got it for the dogs. I want to be able to turn things on. When you put convenience above everything else, then that's what you get. You get your loss of freedoms. You get your loss of liberty for a little bit of convenience. I hope you were able to go on to 923fmtalk.com and check out my webpage and look at how they're poisoning us. And I do say us because the cravings are too great for junk food. They're just as bad as drugs. The poison, the chemicals that we're putting into our bodies. So tomorrow, I have another very special guest. All of my guests are very special because they're the ones who are willing to stand up for the truth. So Dr. Chris, I have to say one of my favorite because I have a lot of great doctors that surround me that aren't necessarily taking care of me. I just know a lot of doctors. They're awesome. Dr. Dalton, Dr. Fong, Dr. Chris. I call him Dr. Chris because he's my buddy. But he's going to join me tomorrow, and we're going to talk about how to get this garbage out of your system. I was just texting with somebody at 884-9910. Telling me that they were sick back in June of, was it June or March? I can't remember. I'm sorry. Of 2019. And they thought it might be COVID. I was like, well, COVID really didn't get rolling here until October. It was out a lot longer than what they want you to believe. Said it was the sickest they'd ever been. After 40 years of, getting flus and stuff, that was the sickest they had ever been. Well, that's what happens when you have a man-made virus designed to make you the sickest you've ever been. But I felt the same way when I had it in January of 2020. Felt the exact, it's like, wow, I have never been this sick before. But as we have been learning, as we take this journey together, that you don't get rid of those viruses unless you treat those viruses. So for all those people that think they had COVID and they just got over it, guess what? You really didn't get over it. It's in your system. It's just festering and waiting for something to trigger it. What could be that trigger? Could it be the trigger of being around someone who has been vaccinated, who is shedding? And so that spike protein gets in there and just flares everything up? Possibility. Could it have something to do with the toxins in our bodies? The heavy metals that we ingest and freely because they're in our water? Well, Dr. Chris is going to help us and talk about how to get rid of these things, how to get them out of our systems. And how maybe you can feel better finally after all this time. Because people are just slowing down and slowing down. Our minds are slowing down. Our bodies are slowing down. It's just a vicious circle. People think they're tired. It's not necessarily because you're tired or overworked. It's because your system, this beautiful mechanism that is a gift from God, is worn down. It's sick, and we're not taking care of it. Dr. Chris is going to help us jumpstart these systems and get them back online. I sense a federal government employee operative may have purposely caused these fires, Something is very suspicious here. This is a very good method, avenue to ongoing chaos. Always suspicious. You should be always suspicious. Do I do it? Do I not do it? Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I have an email from somebody that surrounds themselves with news of fires and research on fires. And yeah, these fires are very suspicious, not just the Tamarack fire, for just letting it fester and then blow up. You know, as we saw from the Paradise fires and everything in California last year, fires do not burn in a straight line. And, you know, melt cars into puddles. Just saying. When we come back, though, I want to end on two awesome notes. Because we need positivity in our lives. We need to know that there are great people out there doing awesome things. And so that's how we'll wrap up the Monica Jay Show.
The FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada. Say no, 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 no. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Get you going with this as we begin to wrap up the show. Hey, Monica, I just left a client who's in Sparks, and they make a popular national product. The product is made in Asia, like most items. Yeah, we know. It was designed that way, by the way. The client mentioned that it used to take 21 days and about $3,500 to get a shipment in from Asia. Now it is 90 days. And drumroll, please. Now, not only is it 90 days, it's $21,000. It's not a little or modest jump, but a multiple jump in times and costs. Obviously, they have to mark up the product to be profitable and just to be on the same financial level as before COVID. The concern is that if sales dip due to costs, how big is this dip and can the company sustain it? We're heading into August and this situation is not going away. Inflation is getting worse and suppliers are getting scared for the average customer. Scary stuff. It is scary stuff. But it all works back to the same thing, designed to take this country down from the inside. That's why manufacturing was shipped off to China. And that is why China has also taken manufacturing from other countries as well. Look at the things you buy. You're not seeing the made in Indonesia, made in India, made in Vietnam, made in. No, it's all made in China. There's a reason for that. Because at the flip of a switch, now it can all be shut down. There is good in so many people's hearts. Some people out and about, all these wildfires in their area, they found a little bear cub and rescued him. His name is now Tamarack. And so you know he is being well cared for and had all of his little paws burned. He was walking on his knees. But he was rescued and he's getting the help he needs. And speaking of getting the help that people need, I wanted to bring you this. Just wanted to give you a heads up on this. A friend's daughter who was a captain in the Oakland Fire Department, who's working on the Dixie Fire the other night, went back to the Best Western in Redding to get some sleep. When they got in the parking lot, they heard screaming from the pool and responded to find a young boy had fallen into the pool and drowned. They were able to resuscitate the boy, and he was sent to UC Davis, where he is expected to go home within a day or two. Haven't heard anything about this on the news, but I thought Lisa and her crew deserve a shout-out for all that they do. With all that is going on, I thought you'd like a little good news to share with our brave and heroic firefighters. Firefighters aren't just firefighters during a fire. They're firefighters and they're lifesavers 24/7. This little boy more than likely would have died had these firefighters not shown up when they did, tired and exhausted and ready for a good night's sleep. But as soon as they heard those screams, sleep was the last thing on their minds. Firefighters, law enforcement, National Guard, our military, they give all to protect us. Let's remember that there are 99% more good ones than there are bad ones. We have to overcome this evil. We truly do. So I hope I see you tonight. Pass it around. Share it with your friends. Don't worry about having a link or a meme or a poster. Just say, do it tonight, 6 o'clock, the Nevada State Capitol in Carson City. Get off work early if you have to, or come at 6:30, come late, but be there. Sisolak wants these masks back on everybody. Well, he doesn't care, because he's not going to wear one when people aren't watching. The administration, the regime, wants masks back on everybody. It's time for you to use your voice and stand up and say no. No compliance this time. No compliance. I'll see you tonight at 6, State Capitol. Love you. Have a beautiful day.